Media newscasts have been provided in part through a grant from Ty Helbach at Prudential Stevens Point Realty, located at 490 Division Street in Stevens Point, Portage County's real estate leader since 1965. New name, but the same service you expect for all your real estate needs. Ty Helbach at 341-1000.
Your current weather forecast for central Wisconsin. Tonight, clear, lows in the lower 40s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny during the morning, then becoming partly cloudy late. Highs in the middle 70s. Currently 63 degrees outside, and I will be back with question one for hour five after this.
Hi, this is Zach Bergeron from 9DFM. Wanting to know if you guys want to do a trivia focus.
We would love to, Zach.
What is your team name?
We are Obama's Poll Has Hillary on Top.
How did you get that name?
We just looked at the political situation in the country at this time, and that's what we surmised.
Do you have a mascot?
An elephant, because we've all got big fronts.
How long has your team been playing trivia?
15 years.
Does your team have a theme song?
The Love Boat. Trivia, exciting and new, come aboard, we're going to spoo on. You.
That's lovely. Does your team have any interesting traditions?
My name starts with L. Lee.
What gets you guys pumped to play trivia?
We just part a lot in the basement.
That sounds like a lot of fun. What are some interesting facts about your team?
We wiggle and jiggle and wiggle all over. It's not going to be pretty.
That's very cool. How long have you been preparing for this year's contest?
About 10 minutes.
What question has stumped you the most thus far?
We just fall in with answers even if they're wrong.
Do you know how your team's doing so far?
Yeah, we're in last.
Do your team were a food, what food would your team be?
We'd be Jell-O because we wiggle and jiggle and wiggle all over. Wiggle and jiggle and giggle all over.
What is the dumbest answer you've given so far this contest?
I think I just gave it to
you. What kind of food have you been eating this weekend?
We got cheese and we got sausage, we got taco dip, we got sprouts and beans. It's not going to be pretty here a half hour from now.
What is the best pickup line you've ever heard?
We're all married and we're all old. We wiggle and jiggle and wiggle all over. We all got big fronts.
Nice. How do you keep team morale up once things start to drag?
We just part a lot in the basement. Big croquet game in the front yard.
Now, what do you do to the first team member who falls asleep?
Well, I might shave his head, but I call it at my own and dye his hair.
Now, who is your favorite 90FM DJ?
Zach, you're my favorite.
Very good answer. What station rocks your socks on?
90FM.
Excellent. Thank you very much for 90FM Trivia Focus. I'm Zach Bergeron.
Thanks, Zach.
Trivia Focus here on 90FM has been brought to you in part by Ford Chiropractic Clinic, 3108 Church Street in Stevens Point, reminding players that registration for youth football is being held on Thursday, May 10th from 6 until 8 p.m. and on Saturday, May 12th from 8 until noon. That's Ford Chiropractic Clinic.
And now, question one of hour five. Oral hygiene is important. To get 43% further between teeth, there are two options. What is option number one? Once again, question one of hour five. Oral hygiene is important. To get 43% further between teeth, there are two options. What is option number one? Good luck from 90FM.
Trivia 38 and Jim Wendler.
Thank you. of Hour 5, Question 1, Trivia 38. Trivia returns. Oral hygiene is important. To get 43% further between teeth, there are two options. What is option number one? Good luck, trivia players, as you play in the world's largest trivia contest. In the bath. That is it for Hour 5, Question 1, Trivia 38. Oral hygiene is important. To get 43% further between teeth, there are two options. What is option number one? The answer, accordion teeth. Once again, the answer to Hour 5, Question 1, accordion teeth. Moving right along to Hour 5, Question 2, Trivia 38. This fictional product was developed by a janitor who was also working at a coffee shop. It couples up nicotine and caffeine and is only served at one coffee shop. What is the name of this special coffee product? Once again, Hour 55, Question 2. This fictional product was developed by a janitor who is also working at a coffee shop. It couples up nicotine and caffeine and is served at only one coffee shop. What is the name of this special coffee product?
Rubber ball, I come bouncing back to you. I'm like a rubber ball, baby, that's all that I am to you.
Bouncy, 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 bouncy.
Just a rubber ball, cause you think you can be true to two.
Bouncy, 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 bouncy.
You bounce my heart around.
You don't even put her down.
Like a rubber ball, I can bounce in back to you. Rubber ball, I can bounce in back to you. If you caress my love, feel it thin enough to tear. I just stretch my arms to reach you anywhere. And like a
and I'm sure that you do have
Bouncy, bouncy,
just a rubber band because my heartstrings, they just snap.
Bouncy, bouncy, bouncy,
you go and squeeze me, tell them all the flames.
She called you by
the other guy's name. Like a rubber ball, I can bounce in back to you. Rubber ball, I can bounce in back to you. Rubber ball, I can bounce in back to you. Rubber ball, I can bounce in back to you. Rubber ball,
in the middle of our five, question two, trivia 38. This fictional product was developed by a janitor who was also working at a coffee shop. It couples up nicotine and caffeine and is served at only one coffee shop. What is the name of this special coffee product? Good luck, trivia players, as you play in the world's largest trivia contest.
Past the corner of 4th and Grand, where a little ball of rhythm has a shoeshine stand. People gather round and they clap their hands. He's a great big bundle of joy. He pops the boogie-woogie rag, the Chattanooga shoeshine boy. He charges you a nickel just to shine one shoe. He makes the oldest kind of leather look like new. You feel as though you want to dance when he gets through. He's a great big bundle of joy. He pops the boogie-woogie rag, the Chattanooga shoeshine boy. It's a wonder that the rag don't tear the way he makes it pop. You ought to see him fan the air with his hoppity-hibbity-hibbity-hoppity-hibbity-hop. He opens up for business when the clock strikes nine. He likes to get them early when they're feeling fine. Everybody gets a little rise and shine with a great big bundle of joy. He pops the boogie-woogie rag, the Chattanooga shoeshine boy. Let's let it go. Don't that tickle you?
Hour 5, question 2, trivia 38. This fictional product was developed by a janitor who was also working at a coffee shop. It couples up nicotine and caffeine and is served at only one coffee shop. What is the name of this special coffee product? The answer, Smoke-a-Chino. Once again, the answer for Hour 5, question 2, Smoke-a-Chino. Moving right along to Hour 5, question 3, trivia 38. What is the first and last name of the actor who played 8-year-old Don Bradley on the 1939 radio series, Glorious One? Once again, Hour 5, question 3, trivia 38. What is the first and last name of the actor who played 8-year-old Don Bradley on the 1939 radio series, Glorious One?
Trivia 38 and Jim Wendler.
We'll be right back.
middle of Hour 5, Question 3, Trivia 38. What is the first and last name of the actor who played 8-year-old Don Bradley on the 1939 radio series Glorious Ones? That is it for Hour 5, Question 3, Trivia 38. What is the first and last name of the actor who played 8-year-old Don Bradley on the 1939 radio series Glorious One? The answer? Larry Nunn. Once again, the answer, Larry Nunn. Moving right along to Hour 5, Question 4, Trivia 38. This animated character illustrated educational points on his JDBB. What is the name of this character? Once again, Hour 5, Question 4, Trivia 38. This animated character illustrated educational points on his 3DBB. What is the name of this character? Good luck, trivia players.
Good night, my love. Pleasant dreams and sleep tight, my love. May tomorrow be sunny and bright and bring you closer to me. Before you go, there's just one thing to me, dear. Oh, good night, my love. Pleasant dreams. Sleep tight, my love. May tomorrow be sunny and bright and bring you closer to me. If you should awake in the still of night,
question for trivia 38. This animated character illustrated educational points on his 3D BB. What is the name of this character?
Down to the back. That is it for our five. Question four, trivia 38. This animated character illustrated educational points on his 3D BB. What is the name of this character? The answer, Mr. Whoopi. Once again, the answer to our five. Question four, trivia 38, Mr. Whoopi.
Funds for trivia 38 have been made possible in part through a grant from Portesi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portesi. Delta Dental of Wisconsin, proud to be a sponsor of Trivia 38. the Stevens Point Brewery. Proud to present Rock the Brewery 2007, Saturday, June 9th. AIG Travel Guard, with over 95,000 employees in 130 countries worldwide. AIG Travel Guard, where there's nothing trivial about your career. And Chase Bank, home for all your personal and business banking needs. 601 Main Street, Stevens Point.
Moving right along to our five, question five, trivia 38. What brand and product was described as then wrapped in karma, dipped in chocolate? Once again, our five, question five, trivia 38. What brand and product was described as then wrapped in karma, dipped in chocolate? In the middle of our five, question five, trivia 38. What brand and product was described as then wrapped in karma, dipped in chocolate? Good luck, trivia players, as you play in the world's largest trivia contest. 441 teams, 11,350 players.
Oh, the shark bait has such teeth, dear. And it shows them pearly white. Just a jackknife has old Maggie Heath. And it keeps it out of sight. You know when that shark bites with its teeth big, scarlet billows start to spread. Fancy gloves, though, where's old Maggie Heath, babe? So there's never a trace of red. Now, since I walked, ooh, sunny morning, lies a body just oozing life. Someone's kneeling round the corner. Could that someone
be Mac the Knife. They'll truck, folks, come down by the river, don't you know? Well, she meant that, just stooping on down. Oh, that cement is just, it's there for the weight to dare. Five will get you 10 old Mackies back in town. He disappeared, babe, after drawing out all his modern cash. And now Maggie's friends, just like a stranger. Could it be our boy's done something rash?
We're calling it quits on Hour 5, Question 5, Trivia 38. What Brandon product was described as then wrapped in karma, dipped in chocolate? The answer, Yoplait Lips. Once again, the answer to Hour 5, Question 5, Yoplait Lips. Yoplait Lips. Moving right along to Hour 5, Question 6, Trivia 38. What is the first and last name of the sports figure turned pitchman who made famous the following phrase? You can work up a real good thirst, even when you're just showing off. Once again, Hour 5, Question 6, Trivia 38. What is the first and last name of the sports figure turned pitchman who made the famous the following phrase? You can work up a real good thirst, even when you're just showing off.
Work all night and a drink of rum.
Daddy!
the middle of Hour 5, Question 6, Trivia 38. What is the first and last name of the sports figure turned pitchman who made famous the following phrase? You can work up a real good thirst, even when you're just showing off. Good luck, trivia players.
Trivia 38. And Jim Wendler.
Phones down in the back. We are calling it quits on Hour 5, Question 6, Trivia 38. What is the first and last name of the sports figure turned pitchman who made famous the following phrase? You can work up a good sweat even when you're just showing off. The answer? Steve Mizorak. Once again, the answer to Hour 5, Question 6, Steve Mizorak. Going right on to Hour 5, Question 7. This hair tonic at one time claimed the following in advertising. Brings out the male in your hair. Naturally. What is the name of this tonic? Once again, Hour 5, Question 7, Trivia 38. This hair tonic at one time claimed the following in advertising. Brings out the male in your hair. Naturally. What is the name of this hair tonic?
Said you're on, but he found children and fine. started to swerve, and then I saw the Jag slide into the curve. I know I'll never forget that horrible sight. I guess I found out for myself that everyone was right.
In the middle of Hour 5, Question 7, Trivia 38, this hair tonic at one time claimed the following in advertising: brings out the male in your hair, naturally. What is the name of this tonic?
In the back, we are calling it quits on Hour 5, Question 7, Trivia 38. This hair tonic at one time claimed the following in advertising: brings out the male in your hair, naturally. What is the name of this tonic? The answer, Vaseline. Once again, the answer to Hour 5, Question 7, Vaseline. Moving on to Hour 5, Question 8, Trivia 38. What is the married first and last name of television character Richard Kimball's sister? Once again, Hour 5, Question 8. What is the married first and last name of television character Richard Kimball's sister? Good luck, trivia players, as you play the world's largest trivia contest.
Trivia 38 and Jim Wendler.
Thank you.
middle of hour five, question eight, trivia 38. What is the married first and last name of television character Richard Kimball's sister? Good luck, trivia players. Phones down in the back. We are calling it quits on hour five, question eight, trivia 38. What is the married first and last name of television character Richard Kimball's sister? The answer, Donna Taft. We will also accept Donna Kimball Taft. Once again, the answer, Donna Taft. We will accept Donna Kimball Taft.
Funds for trivia 38 have been made possible in part through a grant from Portesi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portesi. Delta Dental of Wisconsin, proud to be a sponsor of Trivia 38. The UWSP Alumni Association and the University of Wisconsin Stevens Point, connecting to the future. Join the Connecting Point online alumni community at www.uwsp.edu. edu/alumni and St. Michael's Hospital and Ministry Medical Group, your local access points for primary and specialty care. Visit us on the web at www.ministryhealth.org.
Good evening with 90FM News. I'm Katie Stenz. In today's technical age, even our cup of coffee is getting an upgrade. The South Carolina-based company Seneca Products is selling disposable coffee containers that self-heat with the push of a button. A chemical reaction in the cup heats the job up to 145 degrees within 6 to 8 minutes. The technologically advanced cups come along with 10 ounces of Wolfgang Puck gourmet coffee and are priced at $9 for a 4-pack, or about $2 a cup. They are set to revolutionize the coffee aisle of supermarkets across America. Who knew there could be something more convenient than a microwave? And also in news, wall climbing was never Superman's forte, but now it could be yours. MIT graduate student Nate Ball invented the powered rope ascender. This device would enable you to scale up a building at the rate of one story per second. Totaling a mere 20 pounds, this invention would be ideal for real heroes like our soldiers or firefighters to use the superpowers they deserve. Ball states he plans on investing his $30,000 prize money in a company to make his invention a reality. Looks like Spider-Man may have to step it up if he does not want to be outdone. I'll have a look at your central Wisconsin weather after this.
Zach Bergeron from 90FM wanting to know if you guys want to do a trivia focus.
Sure.
All right, what is your team name?
Bubba Grump and his hefty tentacles.
How did you get that name?
Well, I really don't know.
Take your best guess.
We're all grumps? I don't know.
Do you guys have a mascot?
We probably got about 6 or 7 dogs. Everybody brought their dog.
What has gotten you guys pumped to play trivia?
Everybody's getting together. The whole family came home for the weekend.
What are some interesting facts about your team?
We probably got about 6 or 7 dogs. Everybody brought their dog.
How many players are on your team?
We probably got about 6 or 7 dogs. Everybody brought their dog.
What have you guys done to prepare for this year's contest?
We went to the movie last weekend. Everybody brought their dog.